jujur saja kau boleh juga. Tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Pasrah gelap tiba, tertunduk, termenung, terkulai, terlunta. Cemas akan guna, musnah asa. Hampa relung sukma, hempasan badai dari seberang sana. Hanyutkan ku untuk terbiasa sama. Tiada puja, bangga pun tak cua. Larut tenggelam kala senantiasa meneropong hingga tak berkaca di cermin yang ada. Enggan percaya bahwa bayang nyata mustika karunia luhur bertahta. Ingkar dan terlupa segala nuansa ragam rupa. Saga Dharma hijau biru terbentang rata. Citra pesona tadi anggap ada, berpaling dari indahnya pusaka. Aksara tak tergoda kita irama. Wijaya kusuma bersemi mekarlah. Pertiwinan tercinta. Hasrat rasa dan cipta karsa karya memberkati Nusantaraku Indonesia.
Kupandang raut wajahmu, ada sesuatu mengganggu. Nampak jelas bahwa kamu selalu menggerutu, menggerutu.
We'll be right back.
pandang raut wajahmu, ada sesuatu mengganggu. Nampak jelas bahwa kamu selalu menggerutu, menggerutu. Takkan baik bila kamu sudah tak tahan begitu. Tak perlu menunggu waktu untuk kau berlalu, kau berlalu, kau berlalu, kau berlalu. Apakah ini kan tak jadi? Oh, oh, oh. Tak kenapa, tak kenapa, tak kenapa, tak kenapa. Jika kau ingin pergi, tinggalkan aku, tinggalkan aku. Oh, oh, no. Tak kenapa, tak kenapa, tak kenapa, tak kenapa. Jika kau ingin pergi, tinggalkan aku, tinggalkan aku. Takkan baik bila kamu sudah tak tahan begitu. Tak perlu menunggu waktu untuk kau berlalu, kau berlalu.
Terjadi, aku kan berkata.
Tak kenapa, tak kenapa, tak kenapa, tak kenapa. Jika kau ingin pergi, tinggalkan aku, tinggalkan aku. Oh, oh, no. Tak kenapa, tak kenapa, tak kenapa, tak kenapa. Jika aku kan baik saja. Oh, hilangkan baik bagimu, kelakkan baik bagiku. Tak apakan aku cinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
New Year's Eve, 2019, New South Wales, Australia.
If you're in no-go or surrounding coastal areas, you're at risk. Leaving now is the safest option, so leave now towards the beach and shelter in place.
Wait, actually, guys, because the whole place is on fire. Oh my God, my neighbor's house. Okay. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Last December, Australia recorded temperatures above 47 degrees. And in January, bushfires caused tens of thousands to flee from their homes.
This is a real nightmare. I can't believe this is real. I can't see anything. This is literally not real. This is not real. Oh my freaking God. We just have to get down this road to the beach.
Nearly 3 billion animals were killed or displaced in these fires.
All I want is my family. All I want is to be safe.
Pictures and stories continue to file out from Australia.
The last decade was the hottest decade on record.
Overnight, another onslaught from an ever-expanding inferno.
Extreme weather displaces over 20 million people a year, And just this year, we've seen Siberian fires and catastrophic flooding in Jakarta in February.
Rising death toll and massive evacuation in Indonesia.
Devastating swarms of locusts in East Africa in April. Cyclone Amphan in eastern India and Bangladesh in May.
It could be the worst the area has seen in 20 years.
Over 400 wildfires in Alaska. And in August, more wildfires on America's Pacific coast.
Well, the fires raging in Northern California have now become some of the largest in state history.
Climate change is man-made, and the main driver is CO2 pollution from burning fossil fuels. Global temperatures continue to rise. But something else is on the rise. Climate protests all around the world. From London, to Australia.
We are not drowning!
To New Zealand. Uganda.
Climate change is here now, and it is killing people right now. The people who are looking at it right in the face.
Tokyo. India. Cristiana Figueres was the lead negotiator for the Paris Climate Agreement in 2015.
The next 8 to 10 years is going to determine the quality of life for the next 100 to 200 years, if not longer. That's the race that we're in.
We all watched with amazement when exactly 1 year ago, young people from all over the world took to the streets to express their feeling that we're not doing enough about climate change, that we're not treating it like the emergency it is.
Actor Don Cheadle is a goodwill ambassador for the UN Environment Program.
It's a year later now. Have we done enough? No, we have not. And climate change is only part of this story. Our rainforests are disappearing at an extraordinary rate. One football field of rainforest is destroyed every 6 seconds. 1 million plant and animal species are on the brink of extinction. By 2050, there will be more plastic in the oceans than fish. And so climate change and our treatment of the natural world are colliding and exacerbating each other to create a perfect storm. This cannot go on. You know it, I know it, and we know what we need to do.
In 2015, the UN announced 17 Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, a blueprint to achieve a better and more sustainable future for all. We need to follow these goals to ensure that we are the last generation to be threatened by climate change. These are the solutions.
We need to reduce global emissions by 50% by 2030. To do this, we need a rapid but just transition to renewable energy. That means an end to the building of new coal power stations and an end to subsidizing of fossil fuels. Government should also shift the tax burden from payrolls to carbon. Taxing carbon rather than people will increase output and employment while reducing emissions. And we need to stop deforestation in its tracks, planting trees instead of chopping them down. We need to think about what we eat and how we produce food, embracing healthy, nutritious diets, sustainable farming methods, and reducing food waste. The climate crisis is an opportunity. Renewable energy is cheaper than fossil fuels. Thousands of businesses are working to go carbon neutral, and the opportunity to generate clean, safe and decent jobs is enormous. The passion for protest can turn into a passion for changing all of our behavior to create a better, safer, just, sustainable world.
Indonesia is the most beautiful land in the universe. The land where we were born. The nation where we grew up. So many colors that live together in peace. With a million timeless treasures. With an abundance of natural wealth. Indonesia is not just wonderful. Indonesia is a wonderland. Kota Baru.
Jakarta, 1.000.000
one of the most exotic cities in East Java. Being the easternmost city in Java makes the city always collect the very first leafy light of sunrise in Java. Banyuwangi is also lushly green, yet densely populated. As a less popular tourism destination, Banyuwangi in fact has plenty of hidden gems, one of which is Pancur Beach. This beach is part of the regions of Alas Purwo National Park and is located near the Pancur Resort, around 5 kilometers from Rowo Bendo Post or the entrance gate of Alas Purwo National Park, or 3 kilometers from Triangulasi. From a water course or waterfall flowing directly to the sand and the sea. Pancur Beach possesses a long coastline with a medium wave and white ground that is suitable for family camping. Sunset is the most perfect time to visit this place, as we can enjoy the captivating view from this place. When you arrive at the location, you will see the staircases that will lead you to the destination. A small freshwater river, which forms a mini waterfall and flows to the ocean, exists not far from the beach. That's why the beach is called Pancur. There are various activities that you can do in this beach, such as renting a fisherman's boat to cross further and taking a sight of the ocean. The sloping contour of the beach with its soft beach sand makes you want to set up a camp there. While enjoying the panoramic view of the blue sea and the clear sky, you can set a bonfire to cook the foods that you brought. So high waves can also be a playground area. If you want to cross the ocean further, the boats of local fishermen are available for rent, so that you can enjoy and take pictures of the high seas. Not far from the beach, you can also find resorts that provide rooms and decent facilities, such as restaurant, cafe, and many more. If you want to visit the beach, we suggest you use a private vehicle, such as a car or motorcycle, as there is still no public transportation that can take you to the location. You can just drive your vehicle to Alas Purwo National Park and register yourself at Rawa Bendo Post before you can reach the Pancur Beach, which is located 2 kilometers from the entrance.
Yeah. RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin kita berdua duduk di taman, bermain ular tangga, menari-nari bebas. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin. Rasa ku lihat awan menari, ternyata seperti permen kapas. Biar angin bertiup, kita rentangkan harap. Rasanya masih baru kemarin. Na 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 na. Rasanya sudah tak sabar lagi menanti kamu yang menemani. Biar semua berjalan, hadapilah rintangan. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin berjumpa denganmu sore hari, berteman buih ombak, menghirup wangi gulali. Rasanya baru kemarin. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin.
Yeah. Convoy Listener, Indonesia and Russia intensify mineral research cooperation. The Indonesian government is stepping up to strengthen efforts bilateral cooperation with Russia in the fields of higher education, mineral research, and mining technology. A cabinet member stated to the SEN Higher Education, Science, and Technology Minister Brian Yuliarto visited Russia's St. Petersburg Mining University on Wednesday to explore potential areas for collaboration. His visit to Russia's first higher technical education institution reflected Indonesia's commitment to advancing its education diplomacy and broadening its global partnership.
Kimaatas Waterfall is the most beautiful water tourism in Manado City, North Sulawesi. This becomes the residents' favorite recreational destination. This waterfall has a natural panorama that can spoil the eyes. Kimaatas Waterfall is located in Kimaatas Village, Mapangat District, Manado City. The location is about 10 kilometers from Samratulangi Airport and 15 kilometers from downtown of Manado City and can be accessed by personal or public motor vehicles. This waterfall can be reached within 50 minutes from downtown of Manado City by land transportation. This waterfall has 3 steps and height of about 8 meters. Under the waterfall, there is a reservoir of water that forms a pool so that visitors can swim in the area. The panorama around this waterfall is very beautiful, and it is surrounded by green trees so that the atmosphere is cool and calm. The water flows into the clean Kima River and empties into the Manado Beach. The water flow from the upper Kima waterfall is not too heavy because there is a plain which makes this waterfall look like to have levels. The water that comes down from above will indeed hit layers of rocks before going down to the bottom, so the resulting water flow is not too heavy. Therefore, you can swim and enjoy the flow of water from the waterfall directly in the water reservoir. There are several places that are quite deep, and this place is suitable for those of you who are proficient at swimming. If you are not good at swimming, you can just play in the water around shallow areas. If you don't want to swim, you can roll out a mat and sit around the waterfall to enjoy the rushing water. At the location of this waterfall, there are trees that are quite dense and large. If you want to stay overnight, there are quite a lot of inns here. Because the location is not too far from downtown of Manado, of course, there will be many inns with a variety of prices there.
Bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis.
Sambil bermain mata, turun ke hati, hatinya jatuh.
Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandeng tangan, hati pelukan di angan syajah.
Awan ikut menari-nari
romantis
sambil merayu lupakan ada waktu. Oh, angin berbunyi nada seperti lagu cintaku, tulis tentangmu. Kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis.
Sambil bermain
bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Bergandeng tangan, bermain angan, yang syahdu kita bikin romantis.
Welcome back to Book and Film Review, where we will discuss Indonesian books and films from Indonesian authors and directors. In this week's edition, we will discuss a book entitled Drupadi, written by Seno Gumira Ajidharma. Seno himself is an author of the new generation in Indonesia. He chose to be an author because he does not want to be confined by situation and work. Many of his works were published in various media. The story offered by Seno in his works has a range of variation. His writings are not monotonous. One day he will write a non-cliché romance and a complex politic of a nation in the other day. Besides his peculiar works, he was also known for his reports on the situation of the past East Timor, which were written in a trilogy, namely Saksi Mata, or Witness, short story anthology, entitled Jazz, Perfume, and Incidents, and Ketika Jurnalisme Dibungkam, Sastra Harus Bicara, or When Journalism is Silenced, Literature Must Speak. In 2014, he launched a blog named Panah Journal, on human interest stories, along with several journalists and communication professionals. So he was not a newcomer in Indonesian book industry. He got a lot of awards by making some short stories for magazine. Even the stories of puppet or wayang were retold by Seno in a tasteful chain of words. Those stories were published in a magazine, which later was compiled into a book entitled Kitab Omong Kosong, or The Tome of Nonsense, released in 2004. The book brought Seno to receive the prestigious Khatulistiwa Literary Award in 2005. In 2017, Seno wrote a story of a woman whose beauty surpasses the angels from above, named Drupadi. However, before we present the brief review of the book entitled Drupadi, let's listen to a song entitled Coba Coba Suang by Pai, Sandy Canister, and Deddy Kumala.
Cublak-cublak suang, suang neteng galenter, mambu ketundung gudel, pak empole lalere sombong guyu dele ake. Cublak-cublak suang, suang neteng galenter, mambu ketundung gudel, pak empole lalere sombong guyu dele ake. Cublak-cublak suang, suang eteng galenter, mambu ketundung gudel, paham pole lalere, sopong guyu dele ake. cublak-cublak suang, suangnya tenggel lenter. Mambu ketundung gudel, paham boleh lalere. Sopong guyu dele ake sir, sirpong dele kopong 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 sir, sirpong dele. Cublak cublak suan, suangnya tinggal lenter. Mambu ketundung gudel, pak empung lela lere. Sopong guyun dele ake sir, sirpong dele kopong sir, sirpong dele kopong sir, sirpong dele kopong sir, sirpong dele kopong.
Seno Rin's lore of woman in the epic of Mahabharata, the wife of the five Pandavas named Draupadi. The life of Draupadi from birth, love and death was unfolded. The novel Draupadi, published by Gramedia Pustaka Utama, is a compilation of stories that Seno wrote when he was working at Mingguan Zaman magazine. The novel also tells the story of Aswatthama, Karna, Kunti, Triyata and Visanggeni that Seno wrote in 1983 to 1984. In the book, it was told that goddess Draupadi disliked fate. A human life is meaningless without struggle. So if everything has been predetermined, what is still interesting in this prolonged life? Does human struggle have no meaning? Has all been destined by the gods? Just like she, who is the wife of the five Pandavas. Therefore, the mortal life on earth is not just about being good or bad, but how our attitude is towards the good and the bad. That was the synopsis of a book entitled Draupadi, written by Seno Gumira Ajidharma. In the lore of Wayang, goddess Draupadi, the wife of the five Pandavas, was almost tricked by King Dursasana, but was saved by the cloth of Draupadi, which was endless when being pulled. However, Seno excluded this magical phenomenon, so that Draupadi in his book must bear an unimaginable disgrace. This creates a big question for the readers, but it seems that Seno has his own way to depict this beautiful woman. Maybe Seno wants to show that happiness is not always with those of beauty and pride. Such nice imaginary was carefully put in pretty words. The 161-page book shares a lot of knowledge for the readers about the untold lore of Wayang. Although very different from the original story of Mahabharata, Seno still wrote it clearly. Yet there are several words incomprehensible by the reader, so it would be better if the writer provides some explanation. Overall, the book is able to entertain and add knowledge of the world of Wayang, which is a heritage of Indonesian culture, for the readers. Alright, well, listener, that was our brief review of a book entitled Draupadi, written by Seno Gumira Ajidharma. To wrap up this week's book and film review, let's listen to a song entitled Surga Durjana by Neurotic. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening in. Sampai jumpa.
Terima kasihku. pagi menyambut hariku berlagu dengan gaya nadamu.